And now, direct from Paris, ladies and gentlemen of potatoes, it's Jean-Michel Jarre! Jean, it's fantastic to have you here with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's my great pleasure to be here with you today. I come only to bring my music fantastique to the British peoples.
And we're very grateful for that.
Boof, you flatter me, I think.
Now, I heard word that you've a special treat for us today.
Absolutely. I've written a song especially for your listeners.
Cracking! What's it called?
Les pommes de terre chaudes.
Chaud?
Chaude.
Chaud?
Chaude.
A chaude?
Chaude.
Chaude?
Chaude. It is French for hot.
Ah, I see. Well, you better crack on. Ladies and gentlemen, Jean-Michel Jarre.
Monsieur et mademoiselle, je présente a little song I have made for you. Il a dit, les pommes de terre chaudes. Voilà.
Thanks, Jean-Michel. That was super synth-tastic.
As I said, Monsieur Potato, it is mon plaisir.
Marvellous. Now, what key was that in?
Key?
Yes, key, yes. What chords were in that song?
Je ne sais pas.
You don't know? You wrote a song and you don't know what key it's in?
No, I simply press this button and the song it plays.
That's all you do? You press the demo button and that's it?
Oui, I've made a very great success out of it. I live in a very nice house.
That's rubbish! You're a bloody cheat!
How dare you! I bet you English dog cannot play an instrument.
I can.
What instrument?
The kazoo.
Prove it. I will play my song and you will accompany me on kazoo.
Right! Alright!
This is good, huh?
Play those keys, y'all!
I can feel the synth in my lower body.
One potato, two potato, three potato podcast. Four potato, five potato, six potato podcast. You're listening to the Hot Potato Podcast on your radio. This is where you go to get your hot potato fix. This is Hot Potatoes with a host of hot potatoes. I've eaten quite a large amount and now I'm going to be sick. It's the Hot Potatoes Podcast. Please welcome your hosts, one potato and another potato.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, etc., etc. What's your first potato?
My first potato today, my friend, is labels on fruit.
Labels on fruit, that's a burning issue. Clearly.
That is a burning issue, that is a hot potato. I'd just like to say hello to everybody as well. You didn't really do much of an intro there, I have to say.
Well, they know what we're doing, don't they? They don't need all the, what's the word?
The flim flam.
The pleasantries and the small talk.
The flim flam.
Labels on fruit, then.
Labels on fruit. Right, in the label camp, my friend. I've done a divided list here.
Well, first say I've got no issue with labels on fruit?
Well, I have, but this is my potato.
Right.
You see? Your potato comes next. Those listeners who are wondering how this format works, it goes one potato, two potato, three potato, the end.
Off you go, then.
Lovely. Right, in the label camp, if you imagine a subdivided list, do you see? On one side is labelled, on the other side is unlabelled. Number one, in the label camp, I have bananas, plums, melons, inflatable fruit, your citruses, tangerines, that foreign lot of fruit, and the one that looks like a sex aid. Are you with me?
I'm not sure what inflatable fruit are.
Well, inflatable fruit. You're from the 1980s.
What do you mean?
Well, anybody who is from the 1980s must have a working knowledge of inflatable fruit.
Name me one inflatable fruit.
Banana.
A banana's not an inflatable fruit.
Do you remember Live Aid?
Yes.
Right, well, imagine Live Aid. Do you remember them big hands they had at Live Aid?
Oh, right, so an inflatable shape like a fruit.
An inflatable fruit.
Well, that's not an actual fruit.
Right, in the unlabelled camp, are you ready?
Yes.
I've got apples, hedge fruit, ski yoghurts, other yoghurts, your munch bunch, tomatoes, booze and York fruits.
Only one of those was a fruit?
No, two of them are... No, they're all fruits.
So you admit only two of those are fruits?
No, they're all fruits. You've got apples, they're a fruit, definitely.
Yep. Yep.
Hedge fruit, that's your blackberries, your strawberries, your your blueberries.
Is that a technical term? Hedge fruit?
Hedge fruit. Fruit you find in hedges.
Right.
Strawberries, no, not bananas. You've confused me now.
Carry on.
What are your main categories of hedge fruit? You've got your strawberries, your blackberries, your gooseberries, your blueberries, your other berries, and your nick berries. Ski yoghurts, not sky yoghurts. Rupert Murdoch hasn't got his hands on them yet. See what I did there? That's politics.
Ski yoghurt is labelled.
Yes, no, but the fruit inside ski yoghurts isn't labelled, is it?
Well, that would be impractical, wouldn't it?
So I think you can categorically agree with me there that the yoghurt inside ski fruits is not labelled. Other yoghurts...
Right.
Yeah? You've not got any labels in there. You're not eating... What's your favourite sort of yoghurt?
I'm not a big yoghurt man, but if I had to
choose... You're not a big yoghurt man. What are you, a child?
No, children like yoghurt.
No, yeah, children like yoghurt, but children like loads of adult things as well, don't they?
The clue's in the name, petit filou, is for little kids.
Yeah, but that's not the name of yoghurt, it's not a generic name of yoghurt.
No, but it's a sort of yoghurt.
Petit filou, that's French anyway. What do they know?
Anyway, carry on.
Your munch bunch.
More yoghurt.
Yeah, but it's different yoghurt, isn't it? There's no kids labels yoghurt. On it.
It's kids yoghurt.
Right, well, I'll cross that one out, all right?
Do you eat munch bunches?
No, I don't eat munch bunch. I'm too old for munch bunch. I eat Greek yoghurt. Yeah, from off of Greece. Mind you, it's not from Greece, really. It's Greek flavoured yoghurt.
Sounds like a euphemism to me. Carry on.
Tomatoes.
Sort of a fruit, but not really.
What do you mean, sort of a fruit? It is a fruit. It's classified by the United Nations as a fruit.
A savoury fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit. I agree.
It's not savoury, though, is it?
Well, it is a savoury fruit.
Right. Have you had tomato sauce?
Yes.
Have you or have you not had tomato sauce?
Yes, I've had it on chips, but I don't have applesauce on chips.
It's quite a sweet sauce, isn't it?
It's a savoury sauce.
What is the fundamental thing about fruit that we can both agree on?
It's good for you.
It's sweet, see? Now, booze.
Booze isn't fruit.
Booze is fruit. Booze is made off of fruit. Mead, that's fruit.
Do you drink a lot of mead?
I don't drink any mead, admittedly. Actually, no, I'm wrong. Mead is honey. That comes off of a bee's arsehole.
No, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. Cross that one off.
No, wait a minute. Wine, that's made off of fruit, and that's one of your three main booze groups.
Yeah, but you can't label a liquid, can you?
You can label a liquid. Look at...
Labeled liquids?
York fruits, that's my next one.
It's not a liquid.
York fruit is not a liquid, no, but it's a fruit. It's a variety. There's all different sorts of fruits in there.
Listen, I think you're tackling this from the wrong angle. If you forget the whole unlabeled fruit thing and talk about why you don't like labels on fruit.
No, I like labels on fruit. What I don't understand is why some fruits are labeled, such as bananas, and other fruits aren't labeled, such as apples.
Apples sometimes are labeled, I'm sure of it.
No, they're not!
What's that, Mr. Nick Town from off the internet? You like what, you say?
Bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs, sausages and mushrooms and a slice of fried bread, tomatoes and beans and a nice cup of tea. The full English breakfast is the one for me. Do you see? You can have it for your lunch, you can have it for your dinner, you can have it in the morning. It's a full English winner with its bacon and its eggs, its sausage and its beans. Oh, the full English breakfast is the one for me. Yeah.
That was Nicholas Potato there with a lovely song about what he likes for his breakfast. Fans of Nicholas Potato might like to go to his new website, which is nicholaspotato.wordpress.com, where you can read all about Nick's music and all his potato sort of thing. So that's nicholaspotato.wordpress.com. Thanks very much. So what's your potato?
It's more of an egg than a potato. I'd like to discuss Easter, seeing as it's that seasonal time of the year.
It's an egg?
Well, it's an eggish potato.
So, I mean, you do know the rules, I'm assuming?
Well, it's a potato, but it's potato, also right. An egg-shaped potato.
Let me just write that down.
Hmm.
Lovely. Right, carry on.
So, Easter. On the whole, are you in favour of Easter or do you dislike Easter?
Well,
I mean, should I explain to the viewers what Easter is?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got a short statement prepared. I'll read it now, shall I?
Yes.
Easter is the day we in the United Kingdom celebrate the brutal death and scientifically impossible resurrection of Jesus H. Christ from off of the Middle East from the olden days, spanning the bank holiday weekend from Good Friday on the Friday to bank holiday Monday on the Monday. Easter is marked with public displays of chocolate consumption, egg hunting, public drunkenness, and the animated films of the Walt Disney Corporation. Easter is our second most important religious festival after Christmas, where we traditionally celebrate the birth of our Saviour by attempting to watch Shrek 2 for the 8th year in a row after consuming large amounts of Harvey's Bristol Cream. There we go.
Marvellous. Yeah, you've kind of captured the spirit of it and tying Christmas.
The spirit of Easter.
The spirit of Easter, the Holy Spirit of Easter.
Mm.
You've also tied Christmas in with it, which is quite relevant because they're both pagan festivals, aren't they?
I like Christmas.
Yeah, well, it is a bit weird, though.
Why?
Well, you've got basically that big pagan symbol in your front room if you get a Christmas tree.
What, Father Christmas?
No, the Christmas tree.
No, I don't have a Christmas tree at the front of my room. I have Father Christmas.
That's very wise indeed, because no matter how lovely its branches are, it's still a German phallic symbol.
What, is it a thing for a knob?
Yeah.
All right, and what, I'm assuming the fairy at the top of the tree is a knob end?
No, well, most people have a star, don't they? The fairy's a recent thing.
Is it? I thought the fairy was the old thing and the star was the new thing.
No, the stars, stars are as old as the sky itself, aren't they?
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
I've got the pros and cons of Easter here.
Do you want to read them out?
Yeah, I'll rattle them off. Pros.
Okay.
Firstly, chocolate eggs.
Mmm, lovely.
Delicious. Secondly, bank holidays times two.
Times two. You don't get that ever.
Well, unless there's a royal wedding.
Unless there's a royal wedding, yeah.
Films on the telly.
Unless it's The Great Escape, I'm not interested.
Right, well, that will come into cons. Hot cross buns.
Oh, I like a hot cross bun, which is why I've not eaten one in 17 years.
What would you spread on them if you did get a hot cross bun?
Butter. I'm a butter man. Give me a jacket spud, give me a waffle, get anything like that, mate. Butter, straight down the line.
You're better off with just a bat, really, aren't you?
Sorry, I had a mouthful of tea.
Who wants a raisin in a bap?
A raisin in a bap? Me. I like toasted tea cakes as well. Do you know when you go to a tea shop, you've got to be somewhere nice, such as Tunbridge Wells, for instance.
Mm.
Yes, when you go to a tea shop, I like to order a cup of tea and a toasted tea cake. And then I like to go, how bloody much? Every single time when I see the price on the menu for what is effectively, like you say, a bun with some raisins in it and a cup of tea.
You're an old woman.
I'm not an old woman.
Cons.
Carry on.
Easter eggs are rubbish.
I quite like Easter eggs, though I never ever buy them.
They're a pagan symbol and they're evil.
Why are they evil? What do you mean they're a pagan symbol?
Well, they are. Look it up. Right. Secondly, no postman.
No, yeah, you're right there.
So, no post. I've ordered two books on Amazon. They're not going to come till Saturday.
You do get post on a Saturday?
Yeah, but not on a Friday or a Monday.
Right. I mean, is that a bad thing?
Well, I wouldn't mind reading my book on Friday night.
You've always struck me as one of these characters that is frightened of the post.
Not really, no.
Frightened every day of your life. Oh, God, what's going to be in there today? Do you know that sort of character?
Oh, what, you mean bills?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not too keen on receiving bills.
No, well, there you go, you see. Anything else?
Films on the telly are rubbish.
Ooh, well, I mean, unless it's The Great Escape, I'd have to agree with you there.
But generally, it's stuff that you've seen as a kid a million billion times, isn't it?
What we're talking here, Sound of Music.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, Mary Poppins.
Indiana Jonesy.
Can you do Dick Van Dyke?
Not really. Can you?
Well, I mean, do you want to be Mary Poppins and I'll be Dick Van Dyke?
Julie Andrew?
No, not Julie Andrews. If you be Mary Poppins and I'll be Dick Van Dyke.
Well, I think Mary Poppins was Julie Andrew, wasn't it?
I think you'll find it was Audrey Hepburn.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was. It was Audrey Hepburn played Mary Poppins. No, you're right. It was Julie Andrews.
Well, I'll be Julie Andrews.
From off of the 1970s. Right, okay. So if you lead me in, and then I'll be Dick Van Dyke from Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, look, children, there's loads of chimneys on top of them houses.
Is there now, Mary? I must say that's an incredible thing. Look, I'm from off of the east end of London, you see?
Well, he didn't do a convincing West Country accent, did he?
Well, no, that was his American stroke Cockney accent.
Well, he didn't sound like he came from Muzzle in Cornwall, did he?
Do you know the Easter Runners and Riders?
What?
The Easter Runners and Riders?
What, horse racing?
The Easter Runners and Riders. I'll quickly run through them. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, 1. Jesus. 2. Pontius Pilate. 3. Barabbas. 4. The Jewish Elders. 5. The Easter Bunny. 6. The Cadbury's Caramel Bunny.
She's got nothing to do with it.
These are the Runners and Riders.
Sexy Rabbit.
Oh, she is a sexy rabbit.
Right, I've got a fourth con.
Carry on.
Easter is not even a proper thing.
What do you mean it's not a proper thing? Hang on, let me just refer to my notes. It celebrates the brutal death and scientifically impossible resurrection of Jesus H. Christ.
Right, scientifically impossible.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you ever heard of anything that raises itself from the dead? Apart from zombies, obviously, they're not real.
Well, you're agreeing with me.
What, so, I mean, we're celebrating essentially a zombie, is what you're saying.
Well, I've looked into this a bit, and the Son of God refers to the actual sun.
What, the sun in the sky?
Yeah, the course of the sun is the story of Jesus' life. They ripped it off the Egyptians.
Well, that's not an egg.
And it's not even a proper thing.
It's not an egg. Hello there, I'm terribly sorry. I'll start again. Hello there. I'm delighted to be here today my apologies for that. My wife is rather over fond of feeding me gammon. Hello there. I'm delighted to. Hello there. I'm. Oh. Hello. Hello. Merciful saints of the power of God that compels him to watch over. Oh. Hello there. I'm delighted to be here today to introduce the next bit. Ladies and gentlemen, the Red Hot Spud.
It's the Red Hot Spud!
So what's your Red Hot Potato for the week?
It is the forthcoming referendum.
Ah, the what's a referendum?
It's yes or no. Shall I do a little song to demonstrate what I'm on about?
Yes, please.
Da, 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 da. You either vote yes, you either vote no. I don't bloody care, personally. There you go. So that's AV explained. Now, what we're talking about today is the celebrities involved in each camp. The yes camp and the no camp. At the moment, we're going to do the celebrities involved with the yes camp. And then we're going to talk about the no camp. And from that, you, the floaters that are listening at the moment, will glean what to vote for on May the 5th. Am I clear?
Well, I don't vote, but theoretically, yeah, that's clear.
Right, so, I mean, say you're a floater. Can you imagine yourself as a floater?
I'm not like a poo-poo?
No, not like a poo. A floater.
Last floater I saw was a poo that I'd done.
No, a floater. It's a cross between floating and voter. Floater. You put them together.
Floater. Right, I get you.
Yeah, you're a floating voter. A floater. Right, so you're a floater. You think, ooh, now, do I want the way things to say this the way they are, or do I want them to change a little bit? Yes? Can you imagine yourself doing that?
I think that every day anyways, yeah.
Right, so me and you, are now going to help you make up your mind by us discussing this thing that we're about to discuss.
Okay, is my name Clive?
No, your name's not Clive, but you are going to be channeling the power of celebrities, you see?
I can feel the democracy flowing through my fingers.
Exactly, because celebrities are the only thing that are important in great political debates nowadays. Ask Mick Hucknall.
Right, OK, I'll ask him next time I go down to the basement.
Right, well, I shall start off by saying the Yes Camp. These are the celebrities involved with the Yes Camp who would like you, on May the 5th, you, to vote yes. Are you ready?
Yep, far away.
Ed Miliband, Nick Clegg, Colin Firth, Chris Akabusi, Joanna Lumley, Stephen Fry, John Cleese, Helena Bonham Carter, Billy Bragg and Eddie Bloody Izzard.
Right, well, I don't know who the first two are.
They've nailed their flags to the mast already, and I've got some probables. Who I think would also be on the yes side. Because let's face it, the yes side is essentially the left wing, even though it actually isn't.
Well, they're both middle, but yeah, carry on.
They're the left. That's why you got all the lefties like Billy Bragg and all that. So I would say also in support of the Yes Camp would be Ben Elton, Jermaine Greer, your bra burners, Rick from Off of the Young Ones, Citizen Smith, Chairman Mao and Stalin.
Yeah, I was going to say Stalin would definitely be up for it.
Stalin would want the British voting system changed to an alternative vote.
And he killed loads of people.
Yeah, he's killed loads of people. So, I mean, is that a yay? Is that a bad thing or a good thing in the yeses camp? Is that a negative or a positive?
So far, it's not looking too squeaky clean.
So I put one cross in their column. Now, Ed Miliband, Nick Clegg, they're not really celebrities, are they?
Well, I'm not exactly sure who they are. Are they the ones in suits on the telly?
Well, Ed Miliband recently split up with your Jordans, and I think Nick Clegg is a dancer from off of Let's Dance UK, Come Strictly Dancing.
Oh, I know both of them. I like them.
Right, so is that a positive?
It's one tick, yeah.
Right, one in the column. Okay, right, we move on to proper celebrities now. Colin Firth, the Oscar-winning actor.
Is he the drunk one?
He's the one in The King's Speech. I mean, if you'd like to do a demonstration, you be Geoffrey Rush and I'll be George VI. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm an Australian, aren't I?
Yeah, just say, ah, here, Cobber, you have to say this speech. Correct. You know Australian.
I'll freestyle it.
Freestyle it, but don't forget to do it in an authentic Australian accent.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
One, two, three.
Now then, mate, I understand you need to absolutely sort out your speech impediment.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Well, you sound all right to me, mate.
No, I'm fine when I'm in a room, but it's when I get out there and have to talk to the British public, do they?
Yeah, I understand that, but why don't you just close your eyes and pretend you're just in a room with me?
Well, no, I'm afraid I can't do that, you see, because there's lots of people out there, do they?
Yes, but if you simply close your eyes, there won't be a problem, will there, mate? Fair dinkum.
Well, look, I should go out there. I should try making a speech, you see. Let me open the balcony doors. There's lots of people out there, as they usually are, because I'm the king.
Off you go then, mate.
How the customs as I am. You see?
Oh, he's the one off that film. I'll put a tick next to him.
Yeah, that's a tick, isn't it? Right, Chris Akabusi. He's quite a positive fella.
He replaced Roy Castle, so he gets a cross for that for me.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really Roy Castle's fault that they had to leave Record Breakers, was it?
It's still a disappointment.
Okay, that's a cross. Joanna Lumley, no. Joanna Lumley. Stephen Fry, no.
No.
Not having a bloody salesman there. John Cleese, he's got a bit off the boil.
He's still all right.
Still all right, isn't he? Well, that's a cross, is it?
You would have thought he would be more of a... You'd think he'd be a bit of a right-winger, Cleese, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's old now.
Well, you get more right-wing as you get old, but also, I suppose he was anti-establishment, but still, I don't know.
He was a Lib Dem, though, wasn't he, John Cleese, your Cleese?
He was. He turned down the chance to be a Lord, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think he deserved the Lordship. I'd have given him a Sirship.
Right, well, he gets a tick.
That's a tick. Elena Bonham Carter, she's married to that scruffy vagabond from off of America.
Can't stand her.
Right, so that's a cross. Billy Bragg? Oh, the miners, they're closing down the mines. Miles away from where I live. In the
He gets a cross.
He gets a cross. I don't like Billy Bragg. And finally, Eddie Bloody Izzard.
The one who pretends to improvise.
Yeah, there's a monkey in the tree. There's a monkey. You know, do you remember in the 90s when we found that hilarious?
Well, you speak for yourself there.
Well, I found it raised me hilarious. I remember the first time I saw Eddie Izzard on something, he was just a fat bloke who was badly dressed. And he sort of went, oh, there's a monkey over there, look. And now, le monkey est dans thingamabobby. He did it in French, so he did the monkey thing. He was a bit like a shit Lee Evans.
Yeah, that's the thing. I first saw him on telly doing an improv. Well, he did lots of little improv in his set. Then I saw him do the same set on another night, and he did exactly the same improv, which means it's technically not improv.
That's quite impressive, though.
What, to just copy your improv over from night to night?
I think I truly fell out of love with Eddie Izzard when he kept appearing in films as a really smug Eddie Izzard, who thought he was really cool. You must have seen those sort of films. He usually turns up in a really sharp suit, goes, oh, yeah, look at me, I'm Eddie Izzard. And then shakes his head about a bit and looks really smug. And you just think, God, I'd love to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he gets a cross from me.
Yeah, that's a cross from me. So, let's tally that up. Cross, tick, tick, cross, 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 tick, cross, cross, cross. What's that?
A few ticks and crosses.
That, my friend, is a three.
We'll be back right after this. Ah, good morning, Dr. O'Beefburgers.
Good morning, Staffnigan. I say, have you heard about the hospital administrator?
What's that ass done now?
Well, according to hospital gossip, he's been caught with his pants down topping Nurse Crowblood in the laundry cupboard.
Daphne?
Oh, I'm sorry, old chap. I didn't think...
That philandering Jezebel! I'll get to the bottom of this, O'Beefburgers! Daphne!
Hillary!
What's this I hear about you and Fedadera?
The hospital administrator?
That's the one. Cheating on your husband with me wasn't enough for you.
Please, Hillary, keep your voice down. What if my husband, Dr. Ifor Lanfidian, should hear us arguing?
I don't care, do you hear? How dare you have relations with Humbert Fedadera in a laundry cupboard behind mine and your husband's back? Is this any way for a National Health Service nurse to behave?
It was a moment of madness.
Madness? This is a disgrace! I was planning to buy you a box of chocolates, damn it!
Chocolates? Oh, Hillary, what a lovely gesture.
I was even thinking of extending my generosity to a bunch of flowers and the offer of a steak dinner, Daphne. Under £15 in price, you understand.
And now, Hillary?
Now I'm not so sure, Daphne. My heart is broken in two.
It is?
Well, not really. As a qualified surgeon, I have the expertise to know that I'd be dead should my heart separate into two parts.
Roddy, I'm sorry.
Roddy?
Oh, Hillary!
Dear God, woman! You're engaging in engagements with Dr. Roderick Rinbinder? He's an obstetrician, for God's sake!
I was powerless to resist his charms. You've seen the size of his nose.
That bastard! I'm going to get to the bottom of this! Rinbinder!
Stoffnigan!
I challenge you to a duel, sir!
A duel? My God!
That's right! Nobody touches Daphne Crowblood without my permission. Or E4 Lanfidian's permission. What's this? One of you bastards has been enjoying relations with my Daphne?
Lanfidian!
Lanfidian!
Is this the end for Dr. Roderick Rinbinder? Will Daphne ever recover from the shame of being discovered in the laundry cupboard with Humbert Fedadera? And what next for Dr. E4 Lanfidian, now he knows about the affair between his wife and Dr. Stefifnagugan? And the affair between his wife and Dr. Rinbinder. Tune in next month to find out in another exciting episode of Nightingale Row.
No.
No! Thanks a lot. That was Nightingale Row. It's a very good soap opera, that, isn't it?
It's really good. I think now with two episodes in, people will be really involved with it.
I would definitely not pay any money to see that on television.
Who's your favourite character?
Oh, I'd say it would be Dr. Stefofnigan.
Oh, I'm different to that. I prefer Lanfidian.
Lanfidian? Yeah, he's very good. Well, we'll have to see what happens with that. Anyway, we're moving on to No.
No.
No. Right, so do you want the people who were supporting No?
No.
No. Okay. David Cameron.
Ooh.
Of course. Ooh. John Reed. Do you know John Reed?
Bald Scotsman.
Bald Scotsman, Labour man. And now onto the proper celebrities. David Gower. James Cracknell, Darren Goff, Eddie Jordan, Peter Stringfellow, Sir Michael Caine, and Jim Nick Davidson.
Oh, God.
You see, now my probables on this side of the fence, I would say, would be Paul Daniels, Baroness Thatcher, Noel Edmonds, Chris Tarrant, Richard Littlejohn, Jeremy Clarkson, Bernard Manning, Sir Oswald Mosley, and Adolf Hitler.
Ooh.
Oh, I think, again, a bit like the Stalin camp, I think we can put a big cross for Hitler.
The Stalin camp?
That's not starlings, not the birds.
I was going to say.
I used to own a Birds album.
What? Oh, the Birds.
The Birds, you know, to everything, to... No, that's Crosby, Stills and Nash.
No, that is the Birds as well.
Is it?
It's definitely...
Who am I thinking of?
Anyway, no.
So, David Gower.
Cricket.
Cricket. A towering presence in the world of cricket, even though he's only 4 foot tall.
Cross.
So that's a cross for David Gower, is it? Okay. James Cracknell.
The
severely brain damaged and yet supermanish James Cracknell.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on him recently in which he vomited, bled, passed out from exhaustion. And for that alone, I despise him.
He had a massive, massive head injury, didn't he, recently? And he now talks like this. Hello, I'm James Cracknell. You may remember me from... the Olympic Games, where I won a gold medal with my fellow rowers, Steve Redgrave, Matthew Pinson, and like that. And that's how he speaks now.
He got that while cycling off of America, didn't he?
He did. So, I mean, if you were to put a cross next to James Cracknell, what you're doing there is having a go at the mentally handicapped. You can't say handicapped. What's the word for him? Disabled?
Yeah, he's mentally disabled. I'll give him a tick.
Give him a tick. Yeah, it's probably best. Darren Goff, the cricketer.
I don't like cricket.
Why don't you like cricket?
I just
you
don't.
Love it, don't you?
No, I just don't like it.
What have I done there? 10 seasick. What?
I simply don't like it.
What, so that would be another cross?
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no. I
love
it. I
simply don't like it.
Are we going to get into copyright problems?
I doubt it, and that's a big cross for me.
Okay, Eddie Jordan.
Eddie Jordan, is he the basketball man?
No, he's one of the little people from off of the islands. He went into the Formula One racing, and now he sort of does things on the TV. He's a bloke with the beard and the glasses, and he comes from County Cork in Ireland. And he's one of the little people, probably knows all the other little people, like the leprechauns and the fiddle-dee-dee tree.
Right, well, your impression's irritating me, so he gets a cross.
Right, he gets a cross, fair dues. Peter Stringfellow, he's the nude lady magnets.
Oh, he gets a tick, he's all right.
Oh, he's great. I can imagine Peter Stringfellow, I bet you any money, he's up there now in his suite with, what, five girls with surgically enhanced boobs. He's in a leather dressing gown, drinking Bacardi and Cokes, listening to Barry Manilow albums, getting his particulars serviced by the aforementioned ladies.
I hear that he pops Viagra into his full English every morning.
I bet you any money he shits pornographic magazines.
Apparently he's hung like a baboon, which isn't actually that big.
That wouldn't surprise me. No, I thought baboons had big ones.
Am I thinking of the other ones, chimps?
Chimps have got very small ones,
yeah,
considering.
He's hung like a chimp.
Mind you, they do have their arses hanging out.
Oh, they're rank, aren't they?
Yeah, so he's a tick. Right, Sir Michael Caine. Can you do an impression of Sir Michael Caine?
I can't do an impression of Michael Caine.
Right, well, if I lead you in, you can do your impression of Michael Caine. Are you ready? I'll be... What famous film has he been in? Ah, I remember, Man Who Would Be King. I will be Sean Connery from Off of the 70s, and you can be Michael Caine.
I haven't seen that one in a while, but yeah, try it.
Okay. Oh, pitchy. Shall we go to India?
I'm not going to bloody India.
But why? I could become a king, and you could be my friend, you see?
I'm not going to bloody India, I've already told you, Sean.
Yes, but we have to go to, we're contractually obliged, Peachy.
Tick, 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 boom.
Fucking tick, boom, lovely. Finally, Jim Nick Davidson. Well, that's a cross, clearly.
Well, yeah, you don't want any association with Jim Davidson. He's spoiled their whole campaign, hasn't he?
Nick. Right, so, top them up, shall I?
Yeah, well, hang on, we haven't done Mosley.
Oh, Sir Oswald Mosley, okay. Well, I mean, he wasn't very popular in his day. He was with certain types.
Well, he was implanted by the government.
Yeah, I mean, for the benefit of listeners, my potato friend has got heavily into conspiracy theories recently.
Well, you call them theories.
Noel Edmonds?
He's not a theory.
Right, well, I'll tally him all up, shall I? Cross, cross, tick, cross, cross, tick, tick, cross, cross. That's three again.
Oh!
Ooh, we're tied. Now then.
Do we have a tiebreaker celebrity?
Well, we could do a accumulator.
Oh, I've got inflammatory bowel disease. I don't live my life with ease. I can't eat milk or bread or rice. I can't even eat some cheese. But despite all that, it's not so bad. Ooh, you see, because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease. I used to be an athlete, a champion in my field. I ran for good old England, gold medals I did yield. And then one day it happened, as I was warming up trackside, my inflammatory bowel disease announced its presence from out of my backside. I've got inflammatory bowel disease, I don't live my life with ease. I can't eat milk or bread or rice, I can't even eat some cheese. But despite all that, it's not so bad, oh, you see, because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease. I took a job as a teacher, a shaper of young minds. I taught them with agility to the best of my ability. And then one day it happened, a gurgling from the rear. My inflammatory bowel disease covered my charges in diarrhea. Oh, I've got inflammatory bowel disease. I don't live my life with ease. I can't eat milk or bread or rice. I can't even eat some cheese. But despite all that, it's not so bad. Oh, you see, because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease. So I became an actor, Toreador of the boards. My Macbeth was legendary. My Hamlet won awards. But then one day it happened, as the crowd stared up in wonderment. Measure for Measure was ruined by the torrent coming out of my fundament. I've got inflammatory bowel disease. I don't live my life with ease. I can't eat milk or bread or rice. I can't even eat some cheese. But despite all that, it's not so bad. Oh, you see, because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease. And there you have my story, a tale as old as time. I only wanted to fit in, but I had a mountain to climb. Now I keep myself to myself. I'm afraid I've given up the fight. Thanks to my ruined innards, I live in a bedsit surrounded by shite. Oh, I've got inflammatory bowel disease. I don't live my life with ease. I can't eat milk or bread or rice. I can't even eat some cheese. But despite all that, it's not so bad. Ooh, you see, because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease. Because life's a blast right out of my arse with inflammatory bowel disease.
Thank you very much. Oh, you're so kind. Too kind. Too kind. Thank you. Oh, no, really. Really, no, thank you. Thank you. Oh, well, that looked nice. It was a potato. Oh, lovely. Could I? Am I like... Oh, you're very kind. That's very kind. Oh, it looks... Oh, it's got some cheese on it. No. No, I'm afraid I can't. Thank you all the same. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
Right. I must be going now. We're back. Thank you with the decider. We've got three on the yes cam, three in the no cam. That's not going to help you make up your mind, is it?
Not really, no.
No, so we need a deciding celebrity. So I have a little bag here. Can you hear this?
Go on.
Wait a minute. Can you hear that?
No.
What about this?
Yeah.
Lovely. Right, in my little bag, I have four celebrities. Four wee little versions of celebrities.
Okay.
I want you to pick a number from one to four. Well, actually, I'd like you to delve your internet hand into the bag and pick out one of four celebrities by saying one to four.
My internet hand's a little bit covered in stuff.
Well, can you wipe your wee little internet hand and use it to stick it into my bag and fish out a tiny little celebrity from off of the internet, please?
Well, let me just get a wet wipe.
By saying one to four.
Okay, one.
Oh, that's Roland Ratt, and he's on the yes cam.
He's saying yes to AV.
You could have had Kat Deeley, who's obviously saying no. Holly's Willoughby's, they're all saying yes. And Phillips Schofield's, he was a no again.
Right, so am I now saying yes
to
AV?
No, we're saying the we're discussing whether it's a cross or a tick for Roland Ratt on the yes camp.
It's a yes, I like him.
Hey, Ratt fans! Well, why do you like him? You can't just say, oh yeah, I like him, therefore yes wins.
Well, that's what I was doing before.
Well, what about Kat Deeley's and Phillip Schofield's?
Don't like any of that.
But do they cancel out a Roland Ratt and a Holly's Willoughby's?
I'd say Roland Ratt wins out of all of those.
Hey, Ratt fans! So that's another. That's four to the yeses and three to the noes. So the hot potato recommendation for the May the 5th election. It's not an election, is it? A referendum is.
Wefferwendum.
Wefferwendum is.
Is what?
Well, it's yes, isn't it?
Well, I'm not even turning up.
So that's what all the floaters should vote for. Vote yes.
Don't bother voting.
Yeah, because it's all a bloody conspiracy, isn't it?
Yes! Right, my friend, we have sorted out Easter. Bang.
Bang. In the bag.
What's the other one we did?
Labels on fruit. Bang.
Bang. And finally, the AV meaningless vote.
Yes, I'm very sorry about that particular potato, listeners. It was a bit jumbled. It didn't really work very well. But, that's hey-ho. That's why the mock flops, isn't it?
It's a bit biased as well.
Not every potato in the world can be the freshest potato.
Sometimes you get a bag of Walker's crisps, and in that bag will be a crisp that is green.
Look at Ed Miliband's wife.
She is a green crisp.
She's a green, shriveled up old potato. I've got
That's not very nice.
I'm not being offensive.
You are being offensive.
I'm not being offensive.
She's all right.
I'm not being offensive.
She's all right.
I'm not being offensive. Anyway, so that's that cleared up. So I suppose it only remains for us to say goodbye. Are you doing anything this weekend?
Yes, I'm staying on the internet until the early hours reading about corruption.
And I'm butchering pigs. So, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Hot Pot... Hang on, let me just rearrange my stays and girdle. Oh, that's better. Now, you have been listening to the Hot Potatoes podcast. Your Hot Potatoes this month were Julia Blythe on drums, Nick Tan on saxophone, B.P. Perry on the tuba, and Liam Tucker on everything else. We apologise for any... Hold on. We apologise for any distress caused by this month's podcast. We will endeavour to keep the noise down next time. Now, if you don't mind, I need to get myself adjusted. Goodbye, and may the potatoes be with you. Always.